Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. I got one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, guess what? Rocket can. Coming your way in 20 minutes, Michael Irvin's going to join us, the playmaker. Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver, three-time Super Bowl champion, longtime NFL analyst as well on the embarrassing Cowboys exit and this weekend in the NFL playoffs. By the way, today's a big day here aboard the mothership. It's somebody's birthday! He's the glue to this locker room, the ultimate team guy. He makes the wheels of steel sing. He put together the genius of the fat journal because of his acumen. Tiki Barber has already established himself as the number one 12 DA that we're all chasing the rest of the year. Pete the Body Bellotti, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I thought you were setting up Kenny Brock.
How? Is it Brock's birthday, too?
No.
Oh. Oh. How are you going to celebrate?
Just a little dinner. A little dinner later.
Does Bridge make you dinner, or are you going to go out?
We're gonna order something in.
Okay.
And then maybe do something on the weekend. With COVID and everything, we gotta watch out. Nice dinner tonight. Just relax.
Have you thought about what you want to order in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am getting what Raz got the other night.
Which is?
Zorn's.
Oh, what's Zorn's?
Zorn's was the big food spread I had with the sesame chicken tenders and the fry. It's like a Long Island institution, if you will, of a fancier version of Boston Market.
Okay.
So
some comfort foods.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of really good meats and sides, and you could order in big family style portions or small meal portions.
Ooh.
The whole deal.
We're not going to order trays, but, regular dishes.
Have you thought about what dishes you want to order?
Some rotisserie chicken with some vegetables, that type of thing.
Okay.
Fancy man on his birthday. Just give him a rotisserie chicken and let him go to town.
And this was a conversation with my wife and I about you're picking Zorn's? You're not picking like a big fancy meal? No, I want a little Zorn's.
Okay. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It's cold around here. It snowed twice in the last week and a half. Bunch of ice and rain and slush and dark and cold. So why not? Some hot, delicious, juicy chicken, mashed potatoes, buttery, some delicious vegetables on the side. That sounds pretty damn good.
That's great. Now, Pete's also been on a pretty good diet kick. I wonder what kind of cake he goes for on his birthday.
Birthday cake?
Well, I am a carrot cake fan.
Okay.
And that's technically They call it the healthier of the cakes.
Right.
But if we did cake, I would do probably a carrot cake or whatever. A little sliver tonight is not going to hurt me.
Right. Today is the day you can splurge a little bit, your birthday.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, happy birthday to Pete the Body Bilotti. Send in your birthday wishes on Twitter, DA on CBS. I'll read them over the course of this final hour of the show. Before we get to Michael Irvin, then who knows? Maybe Michael Irvin wishes you a happy birthday as well.
I'll retire if that happens.
Pete the Body Bilotti, happy birthday. So the San Francisco 49ers, of course, beat the Cowboys the other day. Awkward air horn. And are now taking on the Green Bay Packers. I said this earlier. I'll say it again. The Niners can win this football game, but only if Nick Bosa and Warner both play. If one of them is out or both of them is out, they are toast. You have to make Aaron Rodgers uncomfortable. Jimmy Garoppolo isn't Tom Brady. He can't go touchdown for touchdown with Rodgers. And the Niners have to run the football. It has to be tons of Deebo Samuel, tons of Elijah Mitchell, and tons of pressure on Rodgers to really spook him. I don't think it's going to happen. In fact, I think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. I think this is their year. They're getting all of these players back. Jair Alexander comes back. They've got Bakhtiari coming back as well. They've got all of these players that are coming off the injured reserve. Randall Cobb's coming back. Smith is coming back. I mean, this is another wave of bodies that an already great Packers team has. I think the Packers win this football game. But if the Niners do win, it's going to be because Bosa and Warner are out there making life a living hell for Rodgers, and both those guys are banged up. Shanahan did say yesterday he expects Bosa to play, dealing with a concussion that he suffered, as we saw running into his own man on Sunday. But if he plays, Niners got a shot. Speaking of Bosa, Bosa said after beating the Cowboys last week, I guess now we are America's team. Oh, I see. Declaring the Niners the new America's team. Is this silly? Well, yeah, of course it's silly. But does it matter? No, not really. I mean, the thing is, what it says is less about the 49ers and more about the Cowboys. That people just clown the Cowboys. Nobody's scared of the Cowboys. And I mentioned this metaphor early in the morning. That they're the labradoodle that won't shut up at the dog park, but nobody takes them seriously as a real dog. They're just a fluff. They're just a big poof. Like, okay, settle down. There's real dogs over there that are three times your size, can carry you away. Like the Wicked Witch of the West. And then bigger dog just stared at him like, come on, you serious? That's what Cowboys fans have become. That's what the Cowboys have become. Talk, 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 talk. Arf, 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 arf. Bark, 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 bark. But nobody takes them seriously. That's why Nick Bosa can declare, I guess we're America's team now, because they beat him in their house and dominated for 52 minutes of a 60-minute game. Now, are the Niners America's team? No, because there really isn't an America's team right now. The Cowboys, of course, got that declaration by NFL Films back in the mid-70s when they're going to Super Bowls, and Roger Staubach is their leader, and he's Mr. America, Captain America, and Tom Landry's one of the most famous coaches on the planet, and there's two games per week on TV. A third with Monday Night Football, and the Cowboys are usually one of those three that you get in your home no matter where you are. The Cowboys won. The Cowboys had stars. The Cowboys had a historic defense of the doomsday. They had a Captain America at quarterback. They had a legendary head coach, and they're one of three football games you'll watch each and every week. You can't ever say that ever again about anybody. The Patriots played in more national games than we could even remember over the course of 20 years. They weren't America's team. Legendary quarterback, legendary head coach, played in tons of Super Bowls. They weren't America's team. It wasn't like the entire nation absorbed them, embraced them, loved them or hated them. I mean, besides Tom Brady and a short window with Randy Moss and a window with Gronk, America didn't know most of the Patriots. Not general America. We did as football fans, but, you know, go ask a casual football fan who Willie McGinnis is, or Vince Wilfork, or Dion Branch. Go ask about Matthew Slater, or Rodney Harrison, or Ty Law. I mean, they just don't know. So the America's team designation can't happen again. It was before Red Zone. It was before cable. It was before primetime. It was before your phone. It was before the internet. And look, this Cowboys team ain't America's team. There's fans all over America that are still Cowboys fans. But I'll tell you this, they ain't creating any new fans. It's like if you're a Cowboys fan today, you were either a Cowboys fan because of the 70s or because your dad or your grandpa was a fan of the 70s. Nobody wakes up today and is like, man, I like this team. They got like a couple of NFC East division titles. And who's their coach now? No kid's like, yeah, that's my guy, Jason Garrett. It's my team. Mike McCarthy, it's my coach. No, everybody who's a Cowboys fan had it handed down to them from the 80s or the 70s or bandwagon to the 90s. That certainly happened as well. But America's team now? No. And if you're the Niners saying, I guess we're America's team, look, anybody who beats the Cowboys can't be America's team because that's a lot of people all the time. The Niners, though, do have a much larger national fan base than people realize. You know, who's always on TV? It's those fan bases. The Cowboys are always on TV. The Packers are always on TV. The Steelers are always on TV. They like to get the Giants and the Bears on TV as well because those are big fan bases in huge markets. And a lot of New Yorkers transplant other places, Arizona, Florida, the Carolinas, etc. Same thing with Chicago, Arizona, Texas, etc. But it's not because there's tons of Bears fans in Seattle or you find pockets of Giants fans in Oklahoma City. There's national teams, the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Packers. Guess what they all have in common? They were dynasties at one point in time. The Niners, though, were that in the 80s and in the 90s. And so there are pockets of Niners fans that jumped on board with Montana and Rice in the 80s and Ronnie Lott and are still there or got it handed down to them, especially in California. Because in Cali, remember, once the Niners really have it rolling, both the Raiders and the Rams are not really that good anymore. And by the time the Niners have finished their dynasty, L.A. loses both teams. And so you'll find Niners fans, Northern California, Southern California, Middle California, Central California, all over the California, all over the West Coast, Seattle, Oregon, Portland. You'll find Niners fans in Arizona. You'll find them in Texas. You'll find Niners fans all over the place. So they do have one of those fan bases that you'll find fans all over. But America's team, I'm not going to go that far. But what does it matter? Clowning the Cowboys is just, it's fun for everybody because everybody gets to do it. For Valentine's Day, we just did Stunned to a News, and Bogish brought up this interesting promotion that the Bronx Zoo is doing where you can name a roach a hissing cockroach, okay? You can name a hissing cockroach. And you'll get a little certificate. You name it after your sweetheart. And for $15, you get the certificate. And then you can go for a bigger package. And the bigger package is $75, which you get a roach beanie hat, roach socks, and a Zoom meeting with your cockroach. This is a Madagascar hissing cockroach. So I said, why don't we all take the previous woman in our lives at some point in time that broke our hearts and we would name a hissing cockroach after who really was a hissing cockroach, and why don't we buy this package? And I know Bogues is out like $7,000 because of the brouhaha. So I'll be real generous here. I'll pay for everybody's $15 version, and I'm definitely going to go the $75, okay? Because I want this video call with this hissing cockroach. I want to see my bug, Okay?
You're fired up.
I'm fired up about this, yes. Because it took me about 5 minutes to remember who. Now, I've had my heart broken a number of times throughout my life. Thankfully, not by my wife. That's why we got along so well. Early on, we were like, are you serious about this? Yep. Are you serious about this? Yep. Okay, we're good. And we've been great ever since. But I've
had, and you've been better ever since, thank goodness.
Much better person, yes. The Bourbon Bell made me a much better person. So before that, though, you know, plenty of times where my heart was broken. So
Girl with the tail, is she the roach?
No. She actually literally might have been a roach. I know who I'm gonna name this cockroach after. I don't know about if you guys have made this decision yet, but the first 15's on me, okay? Then I'm going to go the full 75. It's a tax write-off, so it's a donation to the Wildlife Federation and the Bronx Zoo. And we're going to all have our certificates ready to go on Valentine's Day and tell the stories of this person that broke our hearts. Now, Mraz, it could be a lunch lady that, again, took away the soft-baked cookies from you.
Yeah, I mean, also could be Shannon Warren, who broke up with me after 2 days on a bus in Boston, but that's fine.
That's a brutal breakup, 2 days. You only got 2 days with her.
Yeah, it's insulting. I feel like she was dating me as a joke.
And what grade was that?
That was 7th grade. And then there was Nicole Whitaker who forced me to play Spin the Bottle when I wasn't ready.
Really? What grade was that?
6th. Hmm. That's early for Spin the Bottle.
That is. It's
you
early.
You know, I had self-conscious issues. That wasn't right of her.
No, look, you can't be blamed there. It was like Kyler Murray in his first playoff game.
Yeah, I agree. She's hit the dumps of late, though, so she might have enough bad karma.
Pete has a laundry list of potential candidates here.
Correct.
Including his first wife, who might be a hissing cockroach.
Might have a whole lab made after.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we're going to do this, and coming up on Valentine's Day, we'll all unveil why we named the hissing cockroach after said person and tell the story. And then we're going to have some closure there.
Okay. That sounds great.
Okay. When we come back on the show, Michael Irvin's going to join us. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that? Whoa!
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Woo! 22 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember that you can always watch the show at watchda.com or on Twitch. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel on Twitch to watch us. And join the conversation there as well. Our next guest, simply put, one of the greatest wide receivers of his generation. He is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, holds every significant receiving record for the Dallas Cowboys. He's a member of their Ring of Honor, a member of the 1990s All-Decade Team, five-time Pro Bowler, and got the hardware to back it up. The playmaker, Michael Irvin. Michael, good morning. How you doing?
And I'm doing great, D.A. How are you today, baby?
I'm doing great. Did watching Cowboys Niners bring back memories in 92, 93, and 94?
Yeah, it brought back some great memories until after the game was over, then the bad memories. Watching that game, and it's so funny, you know, because it's such history in those games, man, and Cowboys and 49ers. I was so sad Sunday, but I always knew. I knew, and I called that earlier in the week. I said this could be a bad matchup for Dallas because the 49ers are so great at running the football.
Early in the season, Amari Cooper in October was saying, hey, we can talk Super Bowl around here. And then obviously didn't come to be yet again, 26 years and counting. Do you feel like the franchise has a tendency to get ahead of itself because of all the hype, the attention, and the star power that it always has?
Yes, but it's not a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I want people that are pointed towards getting somewhere. I just want to make sure that it's not just that they have a skill, but that they're hungry with the will to also get there. And then don't just talk about it. I mean, go actually be about it and get it done. And the Cowboys have fallen short. There's nothing wrong with wanting it, visualizing it, dreaming about it, thinking about it. You just got to follow up and go make it happen.
So at the end of this game on Sunday, obviously the quarterback sneak got them all jammed up. And then after the game, Dak kind of made a joke about throwing stuff at the officials. Now, he walked that back, obviously, apologized, so I don't want to dwell on that. But there's plenty of Cowboys fans that wanted to blame the officiating for Sunday's game. Do you think that that's misguided, blaming the officials for what happened on Sunday?
I don't mind the Cowboys fans wanting to blame the officials. I have an issue with the Cowboy players wanting to blame the officials. Hey, the fans, I'm a fan now. I'm trying to look for everything to make sense out of it. There's nothing tougher than being a fan. When I was a player, I'd go do something about this mess. I ain't got to have this, you know. But now, you just got to take it, you know. So it's hard. I don't mind you going off on the officials. But I want the players to feel every bit of this pain, every bit of this disappointment, and every bit of falling short. Because that's what's going to push them and motivate them all off season long, remembering the pain that they felt when they fell short.
Michael Irvin joins us this morning here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think the Chiefs and the Bills is actually the AFC Championship game?
Well, I understand what you're saying, because it was the matchup that we all expected in the AFC Championship game. But the truth of the matter is, the number one seed has been Tennessee all Yeah, well, for quite a part of this season, it's been Tennessee. But this is going to be a big game this week, a huge game. Two young quarterbacks that are very good at what they do between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. I would call Josh probably the most dangerous quarterback in the National Football League right now because he has such an ability to throw the ball and to run the ball. He throws like Patrick Mahomes and runs like Lamar Jackson. That's why I call him the most dangerous.
Joe Burrow walked into the Bengals and said, we don't lose around here anymore. We win. Was there a player you ever played with or played against that had that same attitude that could change a locker room and organization by sheer willpower?
Well, yeah, I played with a guy named Troy Aikman that had that kind of willpower, that kind of directness, and that kind of leadership. And I know we're talking about here at the Dallas Cowboys, but remember, when Troy and I came in, we were going through 3-13 and 1-15 seasons before we turned it around, you know. So, and you know, it's so funny. That's exactly who Joe Burrow reminds me a lot of, is a Troy Aikman. It's a guy that you knew when you picked him, sooner or later, he's going to help us win. Or he's going to make us win.
Recently, you spoke very poignantly about your relationship with Troy. This was after Antonio Brown lashed out at Tom Brady and said that Troy went to bat for you in your lowest moment, and you'll never forget that because you're a man that appreciates and respects loyalty too much. What was that incident, and what did Troy do to go to bat for you?
Well, it was a situation that I was in, and it had gotten some bad press, and I had told Troy, I said, listen, just stay away. I don't want to put your name on this in any way. And he did not stay away. He showed up and said, I can't, Michael. I got to show my support and my love for you. It's not that he said I condone what happened. I just want to show my support for you. And listen, football, life, everything's about relationships. And the most important thing in a relationship is reciprocation. When someone reaches down and helps you out in your low point, that should go pretty high on your scale. And I was just sad. I was sad. And it's one of the things I told Troy when I saw him at the Hall. I mean, Tom, when I saw him at the Hall of Fame, is how much I appreciate him reaching back and helping out Antonio Brown. We had a great conversation about this. And trust me, I saw him. I know I felt him. I guarantee you that hurt him when Antonio Brown went that route. So you know, we're going to pray for him and pray for that situation, and hopefully it all sees the light and somehow, some way, they reconcile. Hmm.
Michael Irvin joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. You're here on behalf of Varilux, which is helping people due to aging who are dealing with farsightedness. So what can you tell our listeners about that?
Listen, I can tell you that I'm just like the rest of the world, who wakes up at 40 years old, about 40 years old, and starts shaking your head that you can't see. I used to be able to see spots on a football as Troy threw them to me. And now I wake up at 40 and I say, what's going on? Do you know that there's a term? It's called presbyopia. That's the term for it. It's the farsightedness that starts at about age 40. And I'm telling you, you got to go and see your eye doctor. I recommend everybody go see your eye doctor if you're having any kinds of issues, and they will and get the number one recommended progressive lens, which is Varilux. It helps me on TV with my seamless transition. I'm out talking to somebody that's across the studio, then I got to glance down and look at my notes so I can make sure that it's that I'm continue to do my job. It's a seamless transition in the Varilux lenses. It's technology that brings a seamless transition where my eyes don't have to get refocused on the paper. As soon as I see them, I can see it. It's an incredible piece of technology. If you're having any kind of issue seeing, please go see your doctor and ask about the number one recommended progressive lens, Varilux.
That would have helped when you were going across the middle and LT was there or another hard-hitting linebacker was there to be able to see a little better, right?
Well, I could see then. Maybe they were the ones that started hitting me so okay. hard that okay. started my presbyopia a little early, if you know what I mean. I could see perfectly. but after all of those hits, I needed my Varilux.
Okay. Michael Irvin, three-time Super Bowl champion, Dallas Cowboys legend. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Okay. Maybe getting hit by Ronnie Lott coming across the middle was the start of his farsightedness. Okay, so you heard what Mraz just said, that as we are getting lined up for Valentine's Day, we're going to purchase... We're going to name roaches, Madagascar hissing cockroaches, Bogues, that Mraz, interestingly, had a number of heartbreaks before Danielle walked into the picture, including a girl that broke up with him after 2 days on a bus in Boston. What were you guys doing on a bus in Boston?
Seventh grade trip up to Boston. Her friends kept tapping me on the shoulder saying, Shannon likes you. We ended up, you know, we hooked up in Quincy Market.
Really?
We did.
Wow.
We did. Big makeout session in Quincy Market.
For a bread bowl of chowder?
Breath smelled like mac and cheese. It was some scene.
Is that right?
Hers or yours? Right. That was the only time I've been at Quincy Market in my life, was necking with Shannon Warren. No doubt about it.
Wow. And then she broke up with you on the ride back.
Well, we got off the bus and things all of a sudden were frosty. And then with like 2 days of school, like she like ghosted me and finally, you know, I got locked. What's going on? Nah, this isn't going to work. So I hadn't even made it to a movie with her yet.
Man.
It's cold, you
know? Drunk on the high of a class trip.
Yeah, I had pep in my step. Everybody was wearing the matching shirts. You know, once an eagle, always an eagle, the whole thing.
It's definitely
West Babylon Eagle.
Yes, not the Philadelphia one. Yes.
It was definitely the mac and cheese in Quincy Market. Mm-hmm. That's what caused that.
Lobster mac and cheese.
So in sixth grade, you were too young, not ready for spin the bottle.
Right, that was the other heartbreak.
Right. Fast forward 1 year, and you're making out in Quincy Market.
Whoa. That's a big year in puberty.
Sounds
like it. It's a big year. Your hormones change the whole thing. I was jacked up. Plus, I had to prove myself in front of people on a bus, the whole thing. Sixth grade, though, way too young. Come on, man. I was still playing with Legos.
And so they play spin the bottle at a party?
Yeah, so I was hanging out with Nicole, and we were playing.
As we all know Nicole.
We were playing. She was actually like kind of the athletic type. We were playing hockey in front of my house. And I didn't know this at the time. It probably was on her mother that we were going to be escorted to what would be a surprise party for her because her birthday was the next week. And okay. we went to Rose's house. And we get there, and like an hour into the party, the parents, I don't know, for some reason, like, yeah, here's the bottle. Go play spin the bottle. It was like,
really?
Like wow. Those kind of parents, you know, like they,
oh, they... So they bought the booze for the entire town.
Yeah, they were a couple single moms, and it was like they wanted to like live through their daughters. Whoa. And it was, let's face it, better looking guys than me with the mushroom cut and the acne and everything like that in sixth grade. And I sat down. And I just got the sense that none of the girls there wanted to kiss me, and then like Nicole Whitaker forced me to play. And it just, I don't know. I froze. I landed on another girl there, and she did like the And I freaked out, and I called my mom, and I went home. And I thought that was so terrible of Nicole, and we haven't been close since.
Wow. Who was the girl that said
So it's so funny. I don't remember. I don't remember
Lisa
that part
Ramos.
It wasn't, but it was like one of those, like, the panic of this girl, like, oh, no, I landed on Sean. Are you kidding me? No way. And, yeah, that was it. Called mom. I faked, like, had a tummy ache, and I went home. I had some McDonald's, and I went to sleep.
What'd you order?
Tummy ache.
I had a quarter pounder with cheese. I'll never forget that. I got on the way home, super-sized quarter pounder with cheese meal.
Amazing. You could actually remember the meal.
But not the girl who said no.
Wow. And how was the double cheese?
No pickles. I think it was a stale bun that night for some reason. Because I remember it, like that depressing me more. It was the one in front of... Town of Babylon, Town Hall on Sunrise Highway, that McDonald's. Because we're coming from Lindenhurst.
I'm telling you, photographic memory.
But he can't spell bananas.
Photographic freaking memory. 1998. He can remember the bun.
You know what I'm talking about when it's left out a little much and it breaks apart? It was
I do.
That just added to the disappointment of my life. And I was sitting there and, I was probably watching wrestling or Scrambled Spice Channel after that or something.
But I remember experiencing that yesterday, not 15, 20 years
exactly,
ago.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, or if it ever happened, I mean, it happened once in my life and I couldn't peg what decade it was that it happened. Mraz can pin the night and which drive-thru he got it from.
I guess that's not normal.
No, it's not. Anyway, so do we name your cockroach after... the one of the spin the bottle or the one that broke up with you on the way back from Quincy Market?
I guess I had more candidates than I realized because these are really early wounds.
And more casualties.
Yeah. It's probably the Quincy Market girl because at least I did get McDonald's on the way home from the spin the bottle episode.
But you got first base in Quincy Market.
Yeah, really? You got first base.
I did. Yeah, I got first base, but then, whatever. So it was a cup of coffee in the bigs, and then I got sent down.
Big Macs forever.
I'm just saying, like, the worst case scenario, like, I was, the way it was handled after Quincy Market of, like, ghosting me was bad, but at least I was able to get out from the Nicole episode, and I made the decision to get McDonald's. Now, my mom had to pull over and get it for me. She could tell. And I do remember, and the reason I remember that is because I said I had a tummy ache, and I thought your stomach hurt. Well, it'll settle my stomach.
Okay.
This giant quarter pounder with cheese, large fry, is definitely going to settle my upset stomach.
I had a wicker chair in my room. I'll never forget it.
Amazing. And what year is that?
So whatever year sixth grade is, so I don't know.
You're like 11, 12?
Yeah, probably 11 years old, 12 years old. Yeah.
So 97, 98?
That's right. Yeah, I would say, yeah, probably 98. Probably right around the Yankee run.
So you're rocking definitely a Danny Cannell jersey when you go to this party.
I had the Seahorn back then, but yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the big summer of the Yankee. Probably that summer. Yeah. The summer of the 98 Yankees, I got screwed with spin the bottle. And by the time that dynasty was heading for ring number three, I was prepared to neck in Boston.
This is real, folks.
Yeah.
By the time Jeter turns the flip in Oakland, I am ready for first base.
Yeah, it was a big year change. Big year change.
Yeah, you were West Babylon's most improved player.
You're on the sign.
And who was the guy in high school you lost out most likely to be a sports talk host?
Justin Stroker. Justin Stroker was doing tremendous nursing work.
Yeah,
now.
Good guess.
That was an accurate poll.
I think Stroker might have dated Shannon Warren, too, at one point.
I was going to say, like, how many girls did Stroker bounce you from? Because he always seemed to be your shadow.
It never made sense. He wasn't athletic like I was. He wasn't funny like I was. He was like the kid in drama club that, you know, just didn't I don't know why. He pulled the good-looking drama girls. It was brutal.
His interview, though, was great on the airwaves last two springs ago. I think we did that during pandemic.
Yeah, good guy, yeah.
It was a really good interview. He was very funny.
How do we think Sean Forash handled your girl troubles early, since he copies your life?
He made out with every girl that spinned the bottle.
Yeah, he made out with Warren Shannon.
He got broken up with on the way up to Boston, but then got back together with her on the way home.
Man, I'm going to have to think a lot today.
It seems like the Shannon had like a revolving door of people. Everyone's dating her. Yeah.
A floozy.
I can't believe, I'm sorry. I'm just caught in my own, like, looking back at those days.
Was Shannon a
That was during the, you know why? The Boston thing, you're right, that was 99, because Pedro was huge up there. And okay. We were wearing the Yankee stuff, taunting. It was bad.
Was Shannon a Burger King fan, maybe?
No, I don't know. Yeah, nice gal, but just she handled it business poorly.
Shannon threw you down like Pedro threw down Don Zimmer.
Exactly. And that was the problem. In seventh grade, I looked like Don Zimmer.
You still do.
Tomorrow's poll question, how much does Mraz resemble Don Zimmer? A lot, kind of, spitting image?
A lot, a little, some. There's no in that.
All right, AV has our final headline of the morning.
So apparently Jimmy Garoppolo was asked yesterday which hurts more, his old thumb injury or his new sprained shoulder, and Jimmy G answered yes.
Why are you so pissy?
Garoppolo did eventually expand on his current shoulder troubles.
If I'm out there and I'm being put in that spot, I got to, you know, still make the plays that I'd normally make. So no excuses or anything like that. Just, the injury is what it is. Just, we're all dealing with stuff now.
The Niners also had linebacker Fred Warner on the practice field yesterday, an MRI coming back clean on his right ankle, so the expectation remains Warner plays Saturday night in Green Bay. The Broncos have apparently taken the show on the road. They're in the Boston area today to interview pass assistant Gerard Mayo. Then they fly to Philly to meet with Eagles D coordinator Jonathan Gannon. The Dolphins meeting with Josh McDaniels today, while the Vikings speak with Dan Quinn. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson combining for 39 points and 7 threes as the Warriors routed the Pistons 102-86.
How nice is it to say that?
Yeah.
That's Tim Roy and Jim Barnett on Warriors Radio. With more, here's head coach Steve Kerr.
Well, that was probably the best stretch that Steph and Klay have played together, and it was a really nice kind of groove in front of our home fans, which was great to see.
Interesting. Steve Kerr sounds so much like John Tortorella that I'm waiting for him to say, "This room smells like B.O."
Wow, you're right. He does.
Every time Kerr, you play a Kerr bite. This room smells like B.O.
This room smells of B.O.
Like, that might be Steve Kerr talking about Klay Thompson.
The T-Wolves won the other NBA game last night, 112-110 at the Knicks. The Nuggets, Celtics, and Spurs are making a trade. Denver gets shooter Bryn Forbes. Boston gets Bol Bol and P.J. Dozier, both of whom are out long-term with injuries. And San Antonio lands Juancho Hernan Gomez. Men's college hoops, number 6 Duke, a 79-78 OT loss at Florida State. Number 7 Kansas winning at Oklahoma, 67-64. And 8th-ranked Wisconsin got its winning streak to 7, 82-76 at Northwestern. The Flyer losing streak is 9 after a 4-3 shootout loss to the Islanders. The Bruins' 5-game win streak ending 7-1 of the Hurricanes, and Vancouver sent Nashville to its 4th loss in a row, 3-1. And Rafael Nadal, Naomi Osaka, and top seed Ash Barty reaching round 3 of the Australian Open. DA?
Thank you, folks. When we come back, birthday wishes pouring in for Pete the Body on Twitter. I'll read through those, plus advanced analytics and your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
What dog breed best describes Cowboys fans? 42% say a pug, 37% say Pomeranian, 14% say Labradoodle, and only 5% say Rottweilers. You know why. Now, our modern-day Ace Ventura, Mraz, has had his share of animal excitement. During the 07 NFC Championship game, Giants and Packers, the Mraz family dog, Wellington, joined the family in chanting defense in unison. And to this day, Bob the Deli Man believes he taught his cat how to say milk. What was the name of that cat?
Zipper.
Bob the Deli Man insists he taught Zipper how to say milk.
Yeah, and I believed it for a long time when I was a kid when Zipper was still with us. He would put out milk for the cat, which do people do that anymore? Was my dad so wrong?
Well, that's an old school thing to do, but I think the cats still drink milk.
Okay, and the cat would say meow like that, and my dad would be like infatuated, like, say milk, say milk. He actually literally thought, and he would send videos, like VHSs, to I think America's Funniest Home Videos at the time, trying he tried to be famous that he taught his cat how to say milk.
Even though Zipper was just saying meow.
He didn't believe that Zipper was just saying meow. And by the time I got older and I look back, I'm like, no, the cat was saying meow.
Meow, 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 meow. Milk, please. Jeremy tweets, you guys are going to make me misspell bananas now. I can't get Mraz's version out of my head. Hashtag no. B-A-N-N-N-N-N-A-S.
B-A-N-N-N-N-N-N-A-S.
B-A-N-N-A-S. You tossed me around that deck, so it's not just gonna happen like that, cause ain't no hollaback girl. Lonnie tweets, happy birthday, Pete the Body. Hope your day is the best. Just like this is the best show ever. Longtime listener, proud, less famous mothership listener. Have a great week, guys. Hashtag ho, 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 Blue Giant.
B-A-N-N-N-A-S.
Carla says happy birthday to Pete the Body. Carrot cake is the healthy option. Yes! I'm the only one in my family who likes carrot cake, so more for me. Enjoy your slice and rotisserie chicken with veggies. Hashtag carrot cake is healthy.
Ho, ho, ho.
Upside Down Mike says happy birthday, Pete the Body. I know you were having a good time with an early birthday present last night watching the Oliver Wahlstrom bury a shot in the shootout for the Islanders. Let's go, Isles.
I feel alive!
Jeffrey says, yo, buddy, happy birthday. May you gorge on chow and be hip deep in presence. Hashtag, it's your birthday. Mac and Bear tweets, happy birthday, Pete. You are a hashtag sports giant. Ho, ho, ho. Enjoy your day.
Ho, ho, ho.
Mariana says, just when I think I can't love the show anymore, you trash the Cowboys. Again, it almost makes being a Giants fan a little less painful. Almost. Marianne also says, my 13th month old has started reacting to your laugh, DA, by scrunching up his face and going, heh, heh, heh. All right. And Chuck says, by the way, Mraz is the rain man of food. That is the proper way to describe how Mraz's brain works. But let's get to your epic fail of the morning. As Mraz described, what is going wrong with Mike McCarthy's body?
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
I love the idea of Mike McCarthy. All of his airbags have blown.
That's essentially it. That's the best way to put it. Yes.
All he has left
They've
is looking
all been
like
deployed.
The actual Nickelodeon graphic they made of him after the game on Sunday. That's the only way he could get worse.
You know, but Mraz brings up a lot of good points. He's got no neck to hide now. He's trying to hide it with a big gray beard. Bad look.
There's no turds here.
And he's not tall, so he's just growing rounder. He looks more and more like a Russian nesting egg every time. So it's just more round.
And I say this entirely seriously, and I know it's going to come across as this. If you look at me and you stand up, you will notice something. I have essentially an inverted behind, okay? The reason for that is when you are a little heavy set, your legs carry a lot of weight, so your legs get a little more defined, your butt gets a little more, I guess, like, not fat. But when you run out of room in your neck, your stomach, and your arms, the butt will explode. So the point is, if Mike McCarthy keeps this job, the ass is the next to go. And it's going to be awfully tough putting on pants for him.
And you have to really pull and yank at the udder.
We've all seen the 500-pound guy walk through Walmart, and you're like, whoa, look at that. And it's like no definition from your ass to the back of your knee, because that's it. That you've totally exploded there. And, you sit on the toilet, you're 15 feet up because that's the last thing you've gained. Look out for that with Mike McCarthy in the next 2 years. He doesn't have that yet, but it's getting there.
BS will be the next to go.
Come on, man.
Again, the airbag will blow out of that window.
It happens. I've been there. I watch my ass on a daily basis to make sure. That's as long as that doesn't go for me, I know I'm still in good shape.
Note the beard.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
I just like how Mraz is like Lewis Riddick projecting what a roster will look like. You watch for this. Watch for this. Upside Down Mike adds, I truly feel bad for Mraz because the girls in our town were and are very ruthless. And speaking from experience of having a friend like Mraz in our friend group, not Sean specifically, it is so awkward and cringy. That's why you feel terrible for him. Backwards Brian says, I'm literally dumbfounded to find out that Mraz remembered his McDonald's order after Spin the Bottle in seventh grade. Hashtag this is real, folks. Hashtag B-A-N-N-N-N-A-S. And Pat says, happy birthday, Pete. The show wouldn't be the same without you. It's better with you. Wishing you much good food and pleasant company to you on this day.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That'll do it for us this morning here on the DA Show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. And happy birthday to the audio director. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. And Andrew Bogish on your headlines. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good and be good to one another. I'm DA. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.